What's up, Packers fans? Aaron Jones is back. Let's go. Aaron Jones and A.J. Dillon in the same backfield. Good night. Number one offense, just getting better. Maturing A.J. Dillon to pair with one of the premier offensive weapons in the league and Aaron Jones. Sit down. Good night. You can't stop it. I am so pumped. That's right. 4 years, $48 million, according to Adam Schefter, including a $13 million signing bonus. Of course, none of that really means anything. It's all about what they actually signed on that deal, which we'll get some detail on as the week goes on, undoubtedly. But right now, all I care about is that Aaron Jones is back, baby. Come on, Goody. Come on, Russ Ball. That's what I'm talking about. Packers kicking off the soon-to-be legal tampering period, as of tomorrow, by retaining one of the best free agents on the market, their own guy. And that's how the Packers operate. You got to love it. You got to love it. Hello to everybody in the comment section. Good to see you all. I think I missed the super chats. Don't want to do that. Don't want to miss the super chats. Kyle, thank you for the super chat. Let's roll. Jones worth every penny. Totally agree. 1,000,000,000%. Donnie, thank you for the super chat. I am shocked, but pleasantly so. LFG, Donnie, right there with you. Absolutely love it. I've been talking all year. And deadline spur action, as Andrew Brandt is fond of saying. Let's go. Let's go, John in Oregon. How you doing? Hello from New York. Draft and develop. Draft, develop, and pay. That's what you got to do. Packers keeping their own. I absolutely love it. I love the comments. People are like, holy shit. Wow, shocked. Exactly. Preston, thank you for the super chat. It's absolutely amazing that we have him signed back. Does it do for our cap, though? Who cares what it does for the cap? Who cares what it does for the cap? They kept a good player. Trust the Packers. They know what they're doing. Do not have your first reaction about Aaron Jones signing back with the Green Bay Packers be, what about the cap? Who cares about the cap? It's Sunday in March. I don't care about the cap. Who do they play on Sunday? Nobody. They got plenty of time to work things out. Be excited. Aaron Jones is back. That's all I got to say about the cap. That's the only cap question I'm going to answer. It's the only one. Dustin, awesome. Pappy fun. Thank you, sir. Mark, thank you for the super chat. Super chat. To make up for Jones taking a hometown discount, is it safe to buy his jersey now? Mark, you can definitely buy the jersey. No doubt about it. Do it. Do it, people. Get that jersey. I love it. Jake, thanks for the super chat. Rodgers restructure coming. Kind of no other option if we plan on signing other free agents, right? I don't think it's the only option, but yeah, I would suspect these next couple of days we'll hear something regarding Rodgers' contract. Either they're going to touch it or they're not. I suspect they will still, but we'll see. Overshadow, thanks for the super chat. This is a fucking great day. I agree. Robin, thanks for the super chat. Six beers in. I'm so fucking pumped. Robin, I'm on my first, but I cracked it open in honor of young Mr. Jones staying in Green Bay. Nick, how realistic is Casey Hayward coming home? I think it's a possibility. I think he'll have suitors, though, and I think he'll probably price himself out of a reunion, much like J.J. Watt. But I'd love Casey Hayward back in the green and gold. I think he'd fit in quite well across from Jair. But I suspect that is a reunion that probably won't happen. Drink one for Aaron Jones and pour one out for Jamal Williams. Love them both, and sad to see Jay go. That's well stated. Love me some Jamal Williams. But I believe A.J. Dillon will be an upgrade. And that's the whole reason he was drafted. I love how people are so excited about being able to keep their Aaron Jones jerseys. That's just an aspect I'm not familiar with. But I am very happy for you. I feel like this is a perfect 1-2 punch for the Matt LaFleur running back room. I very much agree. It's, I think, a big driver of the reason you keep Aaron Jones around, because of how well he fits in this offense, both as a running back and a receiver. He is a multi-dimensional weapon that opens up everything on the offensive side of the ball. We've seen him contribute explosive plays both in the run and the passing game. I understand there was a possibility that let him walk, but the way he is the
engine that drives this thing, I'm not surprised they decided to make it work and keep him around, because he is so absolutely fantastic in this system. And you pair him with AJ Dillon, who you would suspect is only going to get better, man, you are cooking with some gas at that point. Legless, thanks for the super chat. Why do you love Jamal Williams? Why wouldn't you love Jamal Williams? Fantastic hard runner, fantastic hands, great job downfield this year in the vertical passing game. Oh, and also the best pass protecting back that the Packers have. Seems quite important when you want to keep your franchise quarterback on his feet. Man, there are a lot of reasons to love Jamal Williams. I can't even believe that's a question. Only reason I answered it is because it's a super chat. And I thank you for your support. But what kind of question is that? How do you not love Jamal Williams? Let me throw it back at you. AJ Dillon can definitely win that starting job. It's an interesting proposition, Jeff. I think it will definitely be a split platoon type situation. I don't know if there will be a running back one, so to speak. Maybe he's the hammer. Maybe they use Aaron Jones early on to run up the score and then bring AJ Dillon in to absolutely destroy people when they're salting away the game. Or maybe it's flipped. Maybe they use A.J. Dillon early on to wear people down, and then they bring Jones along as the game progresses, more and more touches, as they get tired legs on the defensive side of the ball, and they have him whipping around. Either way, I don't think it's going to be a case of Madden where this is running back one. I think it will very much be a timeshare. And I know that will probably upset some fantasy fans. I would say this move will also help with a possible QB transition in the future. What say you, Nags? Evan, that's a possibility. I mean, I know the initial report is 4 years from Schefter, but we got to see what the actual numbers are before we start talking about Jones sticking around, because who knows? Maybe it's a one-year deal in actuality, and then everything is kind of we'll see with, you know, escalators and triggers down the line, contract, you know, bonus-wise, et cetera. All I care about is here for next year. I'm excited. I am so excited. Love you, Jonesy. We'll miss you, Jamal. Andrew, I hear you. Thanks for the super chat, man. Got 48 million reasons Dillon won't be the starter. Jeff, don't take that money at face value. That's literally in the tweet, Schefter says. That is from Drew. That is told to ESPN from Drew Rosenhaus. The agent's always going to put the maximum value out there, 1,000,000,000%. That doesn't mean that's what the contract is. Just let's hold off on the numbers. I know what's been reported. It means absolutely nothing. All that matters is that Jones is back. The actual numbers could be, and I suspect will be, quite different. Bob, thanks for the super chat. Bob, thanks for the super chat. Does Russ Ball make the Packer Hall of Fame after he retires? I don't know, man. The way he's going, good possibility. He's definitely doing yeoman's work this offseason, no doubt about that. Any idea what the cap hit is or could be? Absolutely not yet. Nothing. Stop worrying about the cap, people. Yeah. Well, we won't know the cap implications until the actual numbers get out there. Interesting. He got a new agent to just sign for less with Green Bay. How do you know he signed for less? Everyone's assuming he signed for less or a hometown discard or what have you. We have no idea what his market was going to be. Neither does he. Neither does Drew Rosenhaus, especially in this climate. And like I said, who knows? Maybe it's a one-year deal in actuality. We don't know yet. Just be excited. He's back, people. Philip, thanks for the super chat. Jones is a rare talent. Very happy to keep him. As am I. Steven, thanks for the super chat. What could this mean for Devontae extension next year? Sorry if I missed this question already. Steven, you did not miss it. I don't think it means much for Devontae as far as, his contract situation. I think Devontae is undoubtedly top of mind when it comes to extensions within. They wanted to sign Jones on the precipice of free agency. I suspect they'll try to be a bit more proactive with Devontae and get something done this summer, but we'll see. If for no other reason, then if they get an extension done with Devontae, it lowers his cap number this year, which obviously will help since everyone's so worried about the cap. There you go. There's a glimmer of hope. Get Devontae extended, lower his cap number. What else we got? Jamal giving up sacks against Tampa Bay hurts. Legless. Tampa Bay was like 4 billion years ago, dude. We're looking forward, man. You know what else hurt? Aaron Rodgers having a clear lane to run to at least the 1 yard line and throwing the ball in the dirt at Devontae. Man, everybody fucked up that game. Everybody. Ain't no one covered themselves in glory except for MVS, who's interestingly enough still this whipping boy for Packers fans. Yet he had a fantastic game in the NFC Championship game, but no one talks about it. It's gone. It's ancient history, man. We're moving forward. What about all the fantastic blocks Jamal Williams had to keep Aaron Rodgers upright? You're just conveniently throwing those in the trash? Come on, man. Be positive. Cyril, thanks for the super chat. When was the last time we paid major money on a second contract for a running back? Sweet, merciful Jesus, I'm pumped. It is a rare thing, but I think Aaron Jones is a rare player. That's the difference. You know, I think more often than not, 90% of the time, this is a deal that doesn't get done. But I think because of what we were talking about earlier, Jones, his ability specifically in this offense and how important he is both as a runner and as a receiver, I just think he not played himself into an extension, but he showed how valuable he was repeatedly. So I do think that he is definitely an exception to the normal Green Bay rule in that regard. Charlie, thank you for the super chat. Didn't Jones fumble twice in the championship game? He did indeed. But Legless apparently doesn't care about that. Only Jamal Williams' problems. Julian, thanks for the super chat. People really getting on Twitter and are mad. One of the best players on the team is coming back on a fair deal. Tough scene. Oh, man, ignore all that nonsense. Give me, I mean, I know this is not you. I'm just saying to them, give me a break. Oh, my God. The armchair GMs are all upset. You know what? Go have fun with your spreadsheets, dude. We're going to be over here enjoying football. Have a great time. Julian, I'm with you, buddy. It's ridiculous. Amarcon, thanks for the super chat. 4 years for $48 million for running back one and wide receiver two is a steal, in my opinion, and his signing bonus led me to believe Russ Ball did great work. Again, can't really comment on the numbers until we see the actual contract, because right now all we are commenting on when it comes to the numbers is what Drew Rosenhaus wants us to know and or think, which means less than nothing in the grand scheme of things. So I agree with you in the sense of how important he is in the offense and for the team. You look around the deals that some of the other big name backs got now, those were in very different market circumstances. You know, who's to say what would have been out there for Jones? And in that framework, I agree with you. It seems like a bit of a steal, but you never really know. And rather than face that uncertainty, I think Jones decided to stick around Green Bay for at least one more year. We'll see what the actual years are. Big B! Thanks for the super chat. I am not having a good time. We love you, Big B. We love you, Big B. I'm sorry, man. Jamal Williams is still the GOAT. The GOAT. Oh, Sean. Sean throwing facts up in here. Sean, I usually don't do this, but I'm throwing this up on the screen because it's so good. How special is Jones? Jones, 26, is one of only two players in NFL history to post 3,000-plus yards rushing and 35-plus rushing touchdowns with an average of 5-plus yards per carry in their first four seasons. Jim Brown is the other. That's pretty special.
Oh, but what about the salary cap?
Break. What about the defense? Aaron Jones doesn't play defense, so we're not worried about it right now. Also, it is March 14th. Who do they play on Sunday? Nobody? Great. Awesome. I'm just going to enjoy the moment of them signing Aaron Jones. That's what I'm going to do. Booyah. Come on now. Jeremy, thanks for the super chat. We are bringing the Lombardi back home, boys. That's what I'm talking about. Right there. See, right there. That's put that in my veins, people. That's where it's at. Sean, thank you for the super chat. Hopefully, Coach will hand him the ball now. Hey, now. Hey, now. There's a reason he was available towards the end of the year to be handed the ball is because of the way his workload is handled. I think that has been proven out time after time. It's funny. He missed a couple games last year. And then he came back and they didn't, you know, hand him the ball as much. And people got all kind of like, why aren't they giving it to Jones and blah, blah, blah. But the way they rotated him the year previous was pretty similar. I admit, I very much agree. They did not give it to him as much as they probably should have down the stretch. I would have liked to have seen him more involved, but I'm not going to nitpick or quibble with it in the sense that he's still insanely effective. But I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying. Podcast 1919, thanks for the super chat. Packers 2-0-18 6 against the Raiders today. NFL play 16. My son scored the winning TD. Well done. Congrats to the son. Son of podcast 1919, as they would might say in Game of Thrones. Great day for Green Bay. Tanner, you got that right. Maybe encouraging for free agents to sign prove-it deals in Green Bay because they can earn contracts. Well, I don't think anybody's under any illusions that Green Bay pays their own, but they usually pay their own who have been drafted and developed within the program. Now, we'll see what happens with Zadarius because I think he might be next up as far as an extension goes, but obviously he wasn't drafted by the Packers. But yeah, I mean, I don't think there's any kind of misconceptions around the league about Green Bay paying guys who have earned it within their system. You know, they just don't lay out big money for people who aren't. I don't understand who in the hell could be upset about this except for other teams. Brooklyn, that is well said. Overshadow, thanks for the super chat. I love the fact that my fandom doesn't consist of figuring out the cap. Look, all right. I know I go on about the cap and I get pissed and I go, look, I understand why people like are in on the cap, like want to know how it affects the cap. I have no problem with people who do. All right. But I'm not for you. This ain't what I do. I don't give a shit about the cap. Like, yes, do I kind of follow along and see where it's at? And yeah, okay. But I don't obsess over it. And ultimately, I don't give a shit how it works. I know that's Russ Ball's job and I trust him to do it. It's pretty simple. You know, so again, I understand some fans really are interested and get down to the nitty gritty of the cap. And that's great. Go do that. There are a million websites, people who cover the league, the team, the cap, etc. Go hog wild. For me, it just ain't my thing. I don't care. I just don't care. Just to clear it all up there. Just to clear it up. What we got here? Love you, Big B. Lots of love for Big B. Nothing but love for Big B. Mike Malone, thanks for the super chat. Is this Goody's one big swing, or is there room for more high-end talent to be brought in, retained? That's a really good question, Mike. I suspect that this makes it a bit more difficult for them to go and get a quote-unquote big name. Not impossible. Dependent on further extensions, reconstruction of the deals already in place, etc. Extension of Zadarius, like I had mentioned earlier, would help them. An extension to Vonde would help them big time. But I don't think those, as far as any reporting goes, none of that is in the works at the moment. But we'll see. The next 2 days are going to be very interesting, especially tomorrow. Don't forget, when Brian was taking that first big swing in free agency 2 years ago, he called Billy Turner the moment the legal tampering period was open, like the second, was the first phone call he made. So if there's someone he really has his eye on, wants to get, et cetera, I would suspect we'll hear about it pretty early on tomorrow. And if not, I think that die is cast as far as letting the silly money get spent early and then, you know, picking over kind of the detritus of the leftovers, as it were. Deshaun Perry. That's a great name. Happy Jones' last memory won't be the NFC Championship game. Thank you for the super chat. Yes. Oh, it's so great that will not be his final game in the green and gold. No question about it. Big Cheese, thanks for the super chat. Now that AJ has re-signed, odds he leads the league in overall TDs next season. Decent, but AJ Dillon in the fold, Aaron Rodgers throwing a lot in the red zone. I don't know, man. I wouldn't, it's not something I would bet my house on. Let's put it that way. But I wouldn't bet my house on anything. I hope they extend Rodgers. They might. I doubt it, though. Arthur, thanks for the super chat. This is a ring-chasing move. Way to go, Goody. I mean, he is one of the best free agents on the market. That was going to be on the market. There's zero doubt about that. So I'm with you there, man. Great for 33 and the rest of the offense. Very much agree. Pack fan 39. Very much agree. Robinson or Fuller? Well, Robinson's on a franchise tag with the Bears, so he's not going anywhere unless they trade him, and he's not getting traded to Green Bay. And Fuller, I think Fuller is still a possibility. You know, I've said it all week on Packers Daily. Rob wouldn't have put that out there if he hadn't heard it in a very solid way. So I think he's definitely on the radar, so to speak. We'll see what kind of market forms around him here in the next 2 days. David, thanks for the super chat. Great news. Have a beer on me. Thanks, buddy. Friend of the show. Friend of show. What's up, man? V.S. Silverstein, Zedaria extension is imminent. I was just talking about it. There you go. There we go. Packers doing work. Russ Ball at the helm. I'm going to have to do a separate video about Zedaria signing. Matt, thanks for the super chat. Showtime and thickness. My eyes are ready. Oh, my God. That's good. Oh, that's phenomenal. All right, everybody. I'm going to have to get going because I got a post about this, and apparently I'm going to have to do a Zedarius post as well. So I can't thank you guys enough for hanging out, talking Packers on a Sunday afternoon with the fantastic news that Aaron Jones is back in the fold. Print your Super Bowl tickets, baby. Here we go. Thanks a lot, everybody. Please do me a monster favor. Hit like on this video, subscribe to the channel, and then tell your friends, tell your family, Cheesehead TV. We are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great day. Go Pack Go.